Chapley shortstop, will be on the field with her lovely mother, Helen, playing center field. So there you have mother and daughter playing on the KABC softball team. I think that's a sort of nepotism. Or nepotet, I don't know. Anyway, I've seen both these women play baseball, and they are terrific. All right, this is the Bill Balance Show, and I'm a gentle, sort of like a gentle human spider, you know, spinning a mesh of romantic intrigue nestled here in my gossamer web of pure amour, about to encircle and squeeze the living kapok out of a dear lady whose first name is...
Diana.
Diana, my dear. Are you the Diana who called a couple of months ago, lives in Westwood, and has a couple of small kids?
No.
Oh, I didn't think you were.
I have two small kids, but I don't live in Westwood.
Well, maybe you should move to Westwood. Maybe you're destined to, Diana. What's the name? Yes, dear.
I wish I could.
Well, my dear, I'll send out my Westwood spasm. Wait a minute. There'll be a moving van at your place before nightfall, and you can surprise your husband.
Huh?
You can surprise your husband,
oh,
say,
yeah,
dear.
It would be a very nice surprise.
Yeah, what's your husband's first name?
Don.
Is somebody with you there this afternoon?
Just my kids.
Yeah, can you send them out into the other room or pinch their tiny heads off?
They're outside playing.
Yeah, are they boys or girls?
One of each.
And how old are they?
5 and 7.
Oh, little tiny sprigs.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, now, Diana, who would you be better off never, ever having met?
I have this so-called friend named Carol.
Yeah.
Who I would be much better off.
What did that... I'll bet she turned your husband against you or tried to steal Don.
No. Well, she's made suggestive moves toward him, but that's not the problem. She is...
The neighborhood gossip.
No. She is an alcoholic who uses drugs also, and when she gets this combination going, she comes over here and goes on and on and on and on and on, and I... haven't got the guts to tell her go home.
Oh, well, people will impose on you until you finally say, look, I've had enough. You lead your own life and stop bugging me, Carol. Yeah, we fritter away our lives by letting other people impinge them, inflict themselves upon us and hinder us through the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's one of the hardest things to learn to do is to tell people that you've heard enough of their anguish and their woes, and you don't want to hear any more gabbling. Tell them that you tell Carol that you meditate every afternoon.
Well, what I did was yesterday. She came over here and she was very flighty,
yeah.
And I talked to her and I talked her into going in and getting therapy.
Yeah.
And so she called her doctor here from my home, which I didn't mind. You know, I was trying to help her.
Yeah.
And she agreed to go into the hospital. She was supposed to go in this morning, and I don't know if she has or not.
Of course she hasn't. Anybody knows that. You must remember Balance's Law. Anytime you help someone, you can be sure of one thing. Next time they need help, they'll call on you.
Oh,
yeah.
I hope not.
Why, of course. She's going to lean on you and impose on you until the end of time.
Oh.
Yeah, no, she'll keep on doing this because she's found someone, a sucker, and namely lovely Diana, who is willing to allow herself to be imposed upon indefinitely. What you should do is either A, move away, or B, change the lock. I bet she marches in and says, hoo-hoo, anybody home? Without knocking, doesn't she?
Well, what she does, she beeps and when she pulls into my driveway, the first thing she does is lays on her horn.
Well, you tell her you've had enough of that jazz, that Bill Balance is furious at her, and that Bill does not want her coming over to your house anymore.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll take full blame for it, okay? Promise you'll do that?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for calling, Diana. Boy, that infuriates me to have my ladies imposed on like that. Yeah, people will lean on you as long as you let them. All right, my darling, so there you are, suffering from a vapor lock in your vacuum cleaner, your entire endocrine system gradually unraveling, all because you fell in with evil companions and ne'er-do-well cronies. You tell me, exactly who would you be better off never ever having met?
Do you know the easy way to live in a saltwater home? You can rent it.
Oh, is it close to schools and parks?
What?
How many bedrooms?
No, I don't mean rent a whole house. I mean you can rent a Culligan water softener.
Oh,
It's a very popular way to have soft water nowadays. Culligan dealers are renting tons of water softeners to customers all over America.
Rent a Culligan, huh?
Right, a genuine Culligan automatic water softener, whatever model or size you need.
That sounds pretty good.
Sure, you get luxurious soft water in your home for just pennies a day. Nothing to buy and no work to do.
That sounds even better.
If you'd like to know more about it, just call your Culligan man.
All right. Hey, Culligan man.
Really, your Culligan man will be happy to have you as a rental customer.
Yes, and it's all right with him if you have children and pets.
KABC Talk Radio time is 2:18. Now, wherever water is used in the home, in business, or in industry, problems like hardness or excessive minerals can mean that water doesn't work right, doesn't do the job it's supposed to do. And so for the solution to every water conditioning difficulty, you call your Culligan man.
We're looking forward for you.
At every Hyatt hotel, we're looking forward for you.
With a touch of Hyatt in everything we do.
Going north to the San Francisco Bay Area? When you travel to San Jose, there's a touch of Hyatt right next to the San Jose Airport with 24-hour complimentary limousine service. The San Jose Hyatt House, just 5 minutes from the new Great America theme park. And in Palo Alto, you'll find both Ricky's Hyatt House and Cabana Hyatt House right across the street from each other, close to business and industry, near the famous Stanford University campus, and 10 miles from the San Jose Airport. In the Bay Area, a touch of Hyatt wherever you go. It means we're looking forward for you.
We're looking forward for you. With a touch of Hyatt in everything we do.
For reservations worldwide and toll-free, call 800-228-9000 or your travel agent.
All right, chums, exactly who would you be better off never having met? I wish I hadn't met either of my wives, my ex-wives, you know. Tell you why it's sort of significant. It was on this date, this precise date, a few semesters ago that I said to one of my tiny wives after a small spat that required the services of four squad cars to separate us, I said, Honey, if those were the best years of your life, I'm getting out just in time. Think about that as I bring on my next guest, whose first name is... Hello, my dear.
Yes, my name is Ginger.
Ginger?
Mm-hmm.
Who's there with you, Ginge?
Nobody.
Yeah. Do you have a little cold?
No.
Thought you'd want to blow your nose.
No, I've talked to you before.
A long time ago.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, welcome back. What are you, about 20?
I'm 25.
Gee. Are you married, Ginger?
Right now getting a divorce.
Yeah, does he know about it yet?
No.
You mean you just decided today?
No. I decided about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, what's his first name?
His first name is Roger.
Well, of course, women who marry guys named Roger are foredoomed to defeat. Tell me, how long have you been with Simple Roger?
8 years.
Since you were a kid of 17?
No, yeah, I was 17.
Is that a little kid I hear whimpering for attention in the background?
No, I have a boyfriend.
Is he the one who's whimpering?
No, he's laughing.
Well, I knew that somebody was there. Can you send the numbskull into the other room so you can focus all of your limited span
I'm
of attention?
I sent him out of the room.
Yeah. I can always... That's why I asked if somebody were there, you know.
Oh, no.
Yes.
I live with a guy.
Yeah, send the grunt brain out. How are you going to let Roger know that you found somebody more suitable for you?
His name is going to be in a newspaper.
His name what?
Roger's name is going to be in a newspaper when I file for the divorce.
Oh, that's you're going to take
a... That's going to be a surprise.
You're going to take a little want ad out. What's the name of this pipsqueak who's hanging around there, panting and snuffling after you?
His name is Mike.
Yeah, how old a man is Mike?
Mike's 22.
Is Mike as much a loser as Roger is?
No.
What does Mike have? What sort of qualities does he have that Roger doesn't have?
He has a good job.
Oh, Roger's never been able to keep a job.
No.
More than a couple of days.
He's never kept one in his whole life.
Yeah. How did you happen to marry Roger in the first place?
I met him in the Army.
You met him in the Army?
Yeah, he was in the Army, and I met him through the USO club.
Huh. You met him at the USO, and you liked the way he did the tango. Where did you pick up Mike?
I met him at a nightclub.
What was he doing at the moment you clapped eyes on him?
He was working.
As a busboy?
No, security guard.
Oh, yeah. And you liked the way he fitted that Sam Brown belt, and you liked the shiny visor on his cap.
Uh-huh.
Well,
I'm going to get married.
Don't marry a numbskull like Mike. He won't make you any happier than silly Roger did.
Oh, yes, he does.
Yeah, only temporarily, though.
No, he's better than Roger.
Yeah, okay. Well, good luck, Ginger. Just don't have any kids by him, because they're liable to resemble him and you, and that would be a total loss to all humanity.
From New York to Cleveland to out in Big Sur, Kenny's got a shoe store for him and for her. No matter where you call your home, no matter where you make it, there's a Kenny everywhere. So come and explore at the Great American Shoe Store.
All over the country, we're setting the pace, 'cause Kenny shoes are walking all over the place. No matter what you do all day,
balance here till 3 o'clock, talking about who you'd be far better off never having met. I have a couple of choice seats in Los Angeles right now. I may be had in L.A. at 870-7263. You give me a call. I'm having at you every afternoon, you know, with single-minded, dedicated ferocity, eager to help you generate a fresh state of mind.
Honey?
Yeah?
Stop by the Photomat store and pick up some film for our vacation.
Okay.
It's on sale.
Oh, okay.
Here's a vacation special on good, fresh Photomat print and slide film. Buy 3 rolls and save some money. Buy 10 and save a bundle.
Should I buy 3 or 10?
Oh, what do you think, honey? Do we need 3 or 10? I mean, we're only going to be gone 2 weeks.
Photomat's film cell will fit just about any kind of camera, but say you take the 126 size. 3 rolls of Photomat 12 exposure color print film is just $239. 10, just $699.
If we want to buy the 10,
uh-huh,
then we could go for 3 weeks.
Or we could save it up till Christmas or something, keep
we
it in the refrigerator.
In the refrigerator.
Or we could take pictures of the house when we get back.
We could take the dog.
We could have more kids.
We'll have another baby.
We could go to Europe instead of Portland.
Do you have a calculator?
3 rolls or 10 rolls? You decide. Just make sure it's the Photomat store.
Put this all together with Photomat's little summer camera and you have everything you need for summertime picture taking. We still have some of our little 110 pocket camera outfits left, and they're still just $17.76. A good deal on a good camera at the Photomat store.
Hi there, this is Hank Konecki. What in the world of sports is on your mind? Baseball, basketball, football, boxing, tennis, the upcoming Olympics. Whatever the topic, we'll discuss it. Whatever the issue, we'll tackle it on Sports Talk. Express yourself, your feelings and opinions, and consider me, Hank Konecki, your ticket to the inside story on sports. Tune in to Sports Talk from 3 to 7 p.m. right here on Talk Radio 79, KABC, Los Angeles.
You know, Hank Konecki, my buddy, tells me that he never, never bothers to think up a story for his wife when he gets home at dawn. He says if she's asleep, he won't need the story, and if she's waiting up, he won't get a chance to tell it. This is Bill Balance, 1 till 3, Monday through Saturday afternoons, asking exactly who would you be better off never having met. Perhaps you fell hopelessly, desperately in love with some heartless swine who made off with what little remained of your virtue, and now you feel as if someone had injected hot paraffin in your rheostat. Especially if your first name is?
Marty, Bill.
Marty, my darling.
How are you today?
Why, I've missed you like I would my next breath.
Would you? Listen, your topic today is persons that you wish you had never met.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you a story of a gentleman that I've never really had the privilege of meeting in person.
Yeah.
But who has inflicted himself on me as an integral part of my life. He occupies 10 hours a week of my time.
Oh.
I have to do all my housework during the morning hours.
Oh.
If I go out to lunch, I have to go by 11 to assure that I'll be home by 1.
Sounds like a swell guy.
I've been more mile lines than I ever had before. My children know that they don't even talk to their mother between 1 and 3. I've given up my tennis and my golf in the afternoons for this man.
Oh.
And about the only thing I've gained, Bill, is a great tan because I lay out here in the hammock soaking up the rays and listening to you.
Why, you rascal. Why don't I come out there and push your hammock some afternoon?
Love to. It's a double hammock. Love to have you anytime.
A double-decked hammock.
Right.
Well, Marty, I'd like to go out there and swing with you in your hammock.
It's beautiful weather down here today.
Where are you calling from?
Orange County.
Oh, you must be wealthy.
No, not really.
Yeah, so you've been
I'm on one of those little towns that overlooks Newport Beach and Huntington Beach.
Oh, listen, that promontory point overlooking Newport Beach is a magnificent area.
Isn't it? Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Gorgeous.
Maybe someday when you build up a bigger dowry, we could share a place at Promontory Point.
Fine. That would be nice.
Wait, Marty, how old are your children?
They are 18 to 23.
Oh, that's good. So they won't bother us too much.
Oh, no. They're only home, you know, occasionally for lunch or something.
Are you still married to the father of these kids?
I sure am.
What's his first name?
His first name's Lee, and I saw you on AM show, and I thought you were just absolutely gorgeous, but tonight he's on a rerun of the Hollywood Square, so at 7:30 you can look in and see what he looks like. He's pretty nice looking, too.
Your husband's going to be in Hollywood Squares tonight. Did you see me on with Regis and Sarah last Thursday?
I sure did. I saw you both times you've been on with them.
Hey, that was a lot of fun.
My husband always joshes me. He says, hey, you know, Don's going to be on. You better get the TV going.
Oh, he's not jealous of us, then.
Oh, no, not at all.
Well, you know, I'm going to be on with Alicia Sandoval on Channel 11 at 11:30 this coming Friday morning.
Oh, great. I'll be sure and watch.
Yeah, I've never met the dear lady, but I'm looking forward to it.
I can imagine. She seems to be a very nice lady.
Yeah, well, will you keep on watching me?
I will.
Yes, dear.
I consider you my meditation guru because I devote at least 2 hours a day to myself. Thank you to you.
Well, now, have you ever, I appreciate that, but have you ever met anyone whom you are sorry you did meet face-to-face?
I really can't think of anybody. You know, I was trying to think the whole time you've been on, and I was raised on the East Coast and traveled all across the United States, and I've been in California now for 24 years, and I really can't think of anybody. I always try and find some good in everybody.
Well, that certainly is wholesome. And I envy you. I can think of countless people I wish I'd never met.
Well, if there's someone I wish I'd never met, I'd probably just completely wash them out of my mind. As far as I'm concerned, they are deceased.
Yeah, that's the healthiest way to look at it instead of brooding about it the way I do. I think you're magnificent, and if you're sure Lee won't care, I'll come down and we'll share that hammock.
Any time at all. I'll make sure the sun shines.
Yeah, okay. Of course, it shines wherever you are.
Oh, thank you, Billy.
I'll just look for a warm glow in the western sky.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Darling.
Or ask the police helicopter. They always know I'm out here.
Okay, darling. Thanks for calling.
You're welcome, Bill. Bye-bye.
Bye, Marty.
The nicest kind of favor that you ever can do is take the time to tell a friend about some great news.
So tell a friend, you should try Alpha Beta. Tell a friend, you should try Alpha Beta. Tell a friend, you can save that Alpha Beta. Take the time to tell a friend.
Since Alpha Beta rolled back prices, thousands and thousands of people have tried us, stayed with us, told their friends about us. Take it from a friend. Shop Alpha Beta. Then you'll tell a friend Alpha Beta's the last word in low prices.
Be a friend. Tell a friend. Alpha Beta.
The last word in low prices.
Ben Hoberman just came in and cuffed me about the head and collarbones. He says, Bill O'Connor, if you don't get some calls from the San Fernando Valley in Los Angeles within 5 minutes, I'm going to cut off your food stamps. So if you value my health and my nutrition, you call right now. In Los Angeles, 870-7263 in the valleys. San Fernando and Simi, 981-7900. Topic until 3 o'clock, exactly who would you be better off never, ever having met? I'll have a gentleman on the air here in just a moment or so, whose name we'll find out momentarily. Hey, do you want to be a tire expert? You take 4-day tire stores, introductory course, a 2-week trial with Michelin X steel-belted radial tires on your own car. 4-day will give you 2 weeks to decide for yourself. Of course, it might take you more like 2 or 3 years before you begin to see what a great value Michelins really are. They're that long wearing. But 4 days price plus performance formula assures you of a low, affordable operating cost. In a 2-week trial, you might not get the full dependable picture either, but you will see what a difference Michelin's can make in handling, ride, even gas mileage. Will many customers want their money back after 2 weeks? Unlikely. Since 4-day began in 69, more than 50% of their sales have been radials like the Michelin X. Customers love them. So you find 4-day in the white pages, call for details on their Michelin X price plus performance formula, and then you'll really be a tire expert. You know, 4-day tire stores also carry Bridgestone, Goodyear, Irie, Fulda, Toyo, Semperit, Vithe, Lee, Cyberling, and Mohawk tires, plus 4 days' own retreads, all at cut prices, especially if you're a gentleman whose first name is?
Tim.
Tim, how old are you?
I'm going to be 20 in December.
Boy, you're sure lucky. Do you ever look at yourself in the mirror and say, boy, am I lucky to be only 20?
Well, I guess so sometimes.
Yeah. Are you married?
No, I'm not.
Are you there alone, Tim?
My mother's here with me.
Is she telling you what to say? I hear some whispering in the background.
No, nobody's telling me what to say.
Yeah, don't let her bug you.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of times mothers try to tell a guy what to say and how to say it.
Mm-hmm.
It's called nagging. If I ever get remarried, it's going to be to a Ph.D., you know, because I like my nagging with a little culture. Now, Tim, tell me, I'll bet it's a young woman who's driving you out of your young gourd.
Well, yeah, it's a pipsqueak at the place that I work.
Yeah, what's her first name?
Well, I think for safety's sake, why don't we call her Agnes?
And Agnes, what is she doing there? Is she a Palomino, a thirsty Palomino blonde who hangs around the water cooler?
Well, she's a thirsty Palomino redhead.
You're a redheaded woman.
And she's just a general annoyance. And she's got the blazing warmies for me.
The blazing warmies?
Oh, yes, and the feeling is not mutual.
Yeah, is she sort of a dog?
Very, very much so, yes.
It's always embarrassing when a woman who's a real beast develops the warmies for us, isn't it?
Yes.
Yeah, the scorchies. You don't want to hurt their feelings.
Well, I'm friendly to her, but...
That's the mistake. You've got to be a little aloof, like sort of Rex Harrison would be, you know. Yeah, really, this is what I always do. In fact, I'm often mistaken for a younger Rex Harrison.
Oh, well, there's a bit of a resemblance if you think about it.
Yeah, what does she do to reveal her having the hots for you?
Well, she sits around and stares at me a lot, and...
With glowing eyes.
Yes.
Sort of an ocular promissory note of love.
Yeah.
Boy.
Drops little hints and remarks now and then about it.
She says, "Hi, Tim, what are you doing tonight, pal?"
Yeah.
Yeah, why don't you tell her that you're secretly married to Mia Farrell? Or tell her that you're secretly engaged to the boss's daughter. That'll get her off your back.
Bad work. Hey, Bill?
Speak to me.
I'd like to ask you a question,
okay.
And I'd like to get the truth of a rather strange rumor I heard on your show of late.
Yeah, listen, it's not going to be anything naughty, is it?
Oh, heavens no.
Okay, what's the rumor?
I heard it from your own mouth, and I don't know whether it was a little gimmick for your show or not, but are you really Gary Owen's father?
Well, hardly anybody knows, yeah. Gary Owens is my only begotten, not my only, Gary Owens is my first begotten son. Yeah, it all happened in the Midwest, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That's true. Have you ever noticed the resemblance between Gary
There's
and
a
myself?
Tremendous resemblance.
Yeah, well, that's why, because I'm his daddy.
Wow.
I fathered him, I sired him at the age of 13. I matured rather young.
Uh-huh.
And, his Gary's mother is now a well-known Hollywood actress. But I guess I would really be unfair if I revealed her name.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Gary's my son. I announced that on my TV show last year when I had Gary with me.
Yeah, I saw that. It was sort of hard to tell who was who when you were standing together like that.
Yeah, a lot of people don't realize we're father and son, especially when he looks older than I do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you've got it confirmed, Tim, and good luck with that redhead Agnes. You just tell her that you're engaged to the boss's daughter and are logging all kinds of overtime, okay?
Yeah, sure we will.
Thank you for calling, Tim. Oh, all right, the Bill Balance Show. Today, finding out from both men and women exactly who would you be far better off never, ever having met.
When we open our eyes, there's no light in the room. We look out the window, there's darkness and gloom. But we think of the good we can all of us do. If we get a good start, yes, we can.
Do you know how Kellogg's made Kellogg's Raisin Bran so good? A special way we keep the raisins plump and juicy tasting, that's how. And by putting 2 scoops of raisins in every box of Kellogg's Raisin Bran. And something we call Yes We Can. Can't you just taste it?
Yes We Can. Yes We Can. If we want to, we can. We can make things so much better. Yes We Can.
Enjoy some Kellogg's Raisin Bran with milk, fruit, toast, and spread real soon.
KBC Talk Radio, time is 2:37. Green Thumb and Green Arrow. Nursery people have one of the largest selections of indoor and outdoor plants and trees in Southern California. That's an immutable fact. But did you realize this? They also carry a great selection of famous name patio furniture like Finkel, Malin, Homecrest, and Lloyd. Well, they do, and I saw a lot of it out there yesterday. Oh, I tell you, I had a ball yesterday attending their board of directors meetings, and they gave me a plant, which is now sitting in the middle of my front room, a beautiful plant. And while you're in the patio department, you check out the popular Charm Glow Economizer Barbecue Grill. This permanent post-mount grill is available in natural or LP gas. Regular price, $119, but it's on sale this week at all Green Thumb and Green Arrow nurseries for just $96.95. Green Thumb and Green Arrow, your complete home and garden center. It also carries almost everything in hardware, electrical, garden supplies, even power tools. Green Thumb and Green Arrow nurseries located in Canoga Park, El Toro, Newhall, Santa Ana, Sepulveda, Ventura. And if you live in Van Nuys, there's a Green Thumb, Green Arrow store at 14537 Sherman Way. Now, this week, it's the Charm Glow Economizer Barbecue Grill for just $96.95. And don't forget to check your local newspaper for more weekly specials from Green Thumb and Green Arrow, the nursery people. Boy, I love the outdoors, you know. In fact, when I'm not indoors, that's where you'll find me. And I had a ball out there visiting Green Thumb yesterday. All right, let me bring on my next caller. Well, maybe until you met that glutton, you were lovely and slender. But after 10 years with him, why, you've ballooned up to 280 pounds and you gaze with horror at your huge porridge thighs and those horrendous haunches. And now you're so fat that you have to jack your legs apart to get your heavy-duty pantyhose on, especially if your first name is... Hello, my dear.
Hello, this is Helen.
Helen, you're not that.
You got me all wrong. I don't weigh 100 pounds.
Well, you know, I just had a feeling I was going to have a slender lady on. That's why I was talking about gluttony, because you'd never have a weight problem.
No.
Helen, who do you regret never, a crushing, who do you regret ever having met?
My first husband's sister.
Oh, gee, a sister-in-law.
She did everything she could to separate us.
Yeah, and did she finally succeed?
Well, she helped.
Yeah, what was her first name?
Well, it's just an unusual name. It's been way back in 1923.
Well, let me have her first name anyway, because she's probably no longer with us, is she?
She's back east.
Yeah, what was her first name?
Vernie.
Vernie?
Uh-huh.
V-E-R-N-I-E?
No, G-O-U-R-N-E-Y.
Oh, gee, that is unusual.
Uh-huh.
Gurney. Okay, yeah. What sort of thing did Gurney do? What was the name of your husband, her brother?
Opie.
Opie and Gurney.
Uh-huh.
What weird parents they must have had.
Well, they were English descent.
Yeah, what sort of venomous undermining did Gurney do between you and Opie?
Well, she did her best to separate us.
By doing what, though?
Oh, she lied about me to him, and he knew her, so he didn't believe anything. So then she started lying to him, to me, about him.
Was she living with you and Opie?
Well, we were living in the same small town.
What town was that?
It was a small town in Missouri.
Yeah, but what was the name of it?
Oh, I'm not going to tell you that.
Was it Springfield?
No.
Oh, okay.
It was up near Kansas City.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
I know it well.
And,
Yeah, what did she... Did she... But finally you did leave Opie, and who got custody of her?
No, I didn't have any children.
Yeah.
But anyhow, she used to lie to him, and then she started lying to him about me. And she told me that he was cheating on me.
Was he?
And no, he wasn't. But I believed her. I big dope that I was.
Yeah.
And he came home, and I told him about it. And he said no, and I tried to shoot him.
You tried to shoot him?
Yeah, and the gun didn't go off.
Boy.
Thank God it was empty.
Yeah.
And I turned it around, and I tried to hit him in the head with it.
Boy, he must have been kind of surprised.
Yes, he was.
Yeah, that's enough to unsettle a man's dinner.
And he realized that it was something she had done.
Uh-oh.
And she did her best to separate us.
Yeah, well, did he ever say anything to her? Did he ever say, listen, Gurney, you almost got me killed by my cute wife, Helen, who's going to be starring on the Bill Balance Show in 55 years.
No, I don't know if he ever told her or not.
Oh.
But after we came back out here,
mm-hmm.
I lived with my aunt out here, who was a very, very wealthy woman.
Oh, boy.
And they had ships.
Mm.
A shipping company.
That's swell.
And then she came back, we wrote to her aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And asked her if she'd like to come out and live with us.
Oh, gee, that's swell.
But she wrote back, Gurney wrote back,
mm-hmm.
and said her aunt didn't want to come, but she would come.
Why, that rotten, you mean to say she steamed open your letter?
I don't know what she did.
Why, that rotten woman.
I wouldn't put it past her.
Yeah.
And she came out here.
Yeah.
And she used to lie to me and lie to people about me.
Yeah.
But the people that knew me and knew it wasn't so. And, I can't tell you. I don't have time to tell you all the lies she told about me.
Yeah, is she still alive, do you think?
Yeah, she's still alive.
It'd be just like her to lie about being still alive.
And, she told, my husband said she's so sorry now that she did all those things.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't marry him again because of her.
Why, of course. Don't go near her because she'll lie about being sorry, too. Some women are, that's what they call mythomaniacs. They just cannot tell the truth.
Yeah.
And avoid them at all costs.
Uh-huh.
Is old Opie, is he still alive?
Yeah.
Are you? But you're not with him anymore.
No.
Yeah. Did you get remarried?
And, he finally did after I turned him down, you know.
Uh-huh.
I said, no, I wrote him and told him I thought Gurney could take much better care of him than I could.
Sure.
Because she's a very good cook.
Yeah.
And I'm just a so-so.
Yeah. Well, but now, wait a minute. Did you get remarried after you got rid of Opie?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you still with him?
Nope.
Did you bury him?
Nope. We divorced, too.
Well, did Gurney undermine you with him, too?
No, she never met him.
Well, to keep her away from him, anyway.
Well, I can't.
Yeah.
My second husband and I divorced, too. We divorced.
Yeah.
But my first husband is still living, okay, but he isn't my second husband.
Yeah, is there anyone around to jostle your pop stand anymore?
No, nope. Not anymore. Honey, I'm too old for that now.
Wait, how old? Well, you're never too old to have somebody agitate your rotunda. How old are you, Helen?
I'm 71.
Well, I never would have guessed it.
You?
Why, listen, women up in their 80s are still making whoopee, you know.
Uh-huh.
Do you ever yearn anymore for somebody to prune your hydrangeas?
Nope.
Maybe traverse your drapes and...
Nope, I don't.
Weed your arboretum?
Uh-huh.
Well, if you ever do, you let me know. Okay. Thank you.
Set it up for me, huh?
I'll set it up with me. Because you've got a style I dearly love.
Oh, you have? Huh?
Yeah, I love you, Helen.
Oh, that's good.
Thank you for calling, my darling.
The Springfield song is a happy song. If you like to save, come on and sing along. Love the quality, love the price. Springfield values are really nice.
So very nice, in fact, that Springfield is the best-selling food brand in over 2,000 stores. You see, people have come to depend on Springfield quality. So good that you can taste it. You take Springfield canned fruits and veggies. Whether you take home Springfield sweet peas, whole kernel corn, golden peach halves, or delicious cocktail, you'll find Springfield on the label. Means that you've bought quality you can see and taste in every can. Springfield canned fruits and veggies. You check them out anytime you shop for Springfield Foods, and I'll be your best friend.
Love the quality, love the price. Springfield values are really nice.
Yeah.
My friend Springfield, the best-selling food brand in over 2,000 stores.
Well, the Carpenters are going to be at the Riviera Hotel in Las Vegas starting July 1st. Mac Davis at the MGM Grand starting this Thursday. Spice on Ice now at the Hacienda. Neil Diamond, of course, coming in at the Aladdin. July 4th weekend at the Hilton. Now Glenn Campbell and the Righteous Brothers. Caesar's Palace, Paul Anka, Tony Orlando, and Dawn at the Riviera. Ginger Rogers, Nipsey Russell at the Desert Inn. You can always count on fun and excitement in Las Vegas with boating and fishing at nearby Lake Mead and tennis and golf on any of the 12 championship golf courses. Las Vegas is less than an hour from L.A. by air. A few hours by car. Now you can also go by Amtrak train, another spiffy way to go on your trip to Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world, where I spent a wonderful weekend this past weekend. I saw Ginger Rogers, and I've got to tell you, she is a magnificent woman. She got three standing ovations. It was really great, and it was a strictly nostalgia show. She sang all the songs that she and Fred Astaire made famous. That's the Bill Balance Show, underscoring the implacable, immutable fact that you never know a man's true character until you've seen him run out of gas on the desert, bought a house full of furniture on the installment plan, and raised a couple of kids, especially if you're a woman who's very... No, a gentleman. Especially if you're a gentleman whose first name is...
Bruce, you were right to you, said woman. I work at a self-service gas station.
Oh, yeah. Well, Bruce, tell me about whether you've met someone you sort of regret ever having met.
Yeah, I called you about a year ago about a young lady by the name of Candy. She was on narcotics.
I remember the call.
Yeah, well...
Is she still on the stuff?
I don't know. I haven't seen her since talking to you last.
Yeah, I suggested that you unload her because she's going to try to get you into drugs.
No, I had a little too much sense for that. Yeah, but I think my life probably would have been... little better off if I hadn't have met this particular young lady, you know, because there was a lot of agony and pain, you know.
Oh, if we can avoid that agony and pain, we're a lot better off. But sometimes it's good to have a little of it because that warns you against affiliating yourself with other people like Candy, you know.
It's
an expensive lesson learned inexpensively if you can possibly be forewarned.
Yeah. Well, that's all I just wanted to say.
Yeah, but wait, is there a new woman in your life, Bruce?
Oh, many.
Yeah.
Like, I work at this self-service gas station. It's not too far from where you're at.
Yeah, don't mention it because women will come by and try to attack you.
Oh, that's what they do. That's what they do.
Yeah, I imagine that you guys working in a gas station, like that, especially self-service, why you can sidle over to any of the women and say, May I help you, my dear? I swab off your windshield and stuff like that? I know I used to work in a gas station when I was 15 in Peoria, and I I met a lot of attractive women that way.
Oh, I do too.
Yeah.
I meet a lot of them up here, especially because, we get a lot of well-known entertainers that come up here too, and I have got invited to a couple of celebrity parties, too.
Yeah, did you go?
Yeah.
I think that's great. Was it Irene Dunne or Loretta Young or one of those nifties?
No, Chaka Khan.
Oh, boy, that's terrific.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, listen, I just heard a customer calling you over there. She wants you to put a little air in her front tires. Talk to you later, Bruce. Thanks for calling. Yeah, listen, I used to work in filling stations and grocery stores when I was in my mid-teens and farms and ranches. Meant more magnificent women there. Speaking of magnificent women, my next caller is hobbling into our hearts wearing Tehachapi capris. I call them Tehachapi because they're doing a long stretch. My next of heart, we will meet momentarily.
Help yourself, do what you can. You can be a lean machine. Carnation tuna, open the can. Build yourself a lean machine.
Nothing helps build a lean machine like protein. And Carnation tuna has more protein than steak. It's a great food for growing families. And you'll find Carnation tuna has a mild flavor everyone in the family likes. Because it's all prime filet. Look for the tuna with the carnations on the label. Open a can and build yourself a lean machine.
Help yourself, do what you can. You can be a lean machine. Carnation tuna, open a can and build yourself a lean machine.
Pamela Gentry says that's right about those gas station guys. She says she goes into various gas stations and she can just barely get her credit card back. All right, the Bill Balance Show. Now, maybe when you think of this person you should really never have met, your heart sags heavily in your chest like a bag of gravel, and you say to yourself, well, maybe you're sorry you never met him, but in a sense, you kind of look back nostalgically, and you'd sort of like to get revved up again. Maybe you made that colossal mistake in judgment of sharing a bank account with someone while living together. Or maybe you stupidly co-signed for someone, and you soon found yourself on the outside, glaring in.
Ford Pinto Pony, Chevette, Dodson V210, Toyota Corolla. Four of the leading small cars in America.
The Ford Pinto Pony, the Chevette, the Datsun B210, the Toyota Corolla.
If you're thinking of buying one of them, here's something you should know. In Ford performance tests, certified by the United States Auto Club using standard engines and transmissions, Ford Pinto won the hill climbing test, won the passing test, won the acceleration test. That's great performance. And Ford's California Pinto comes well equipped with steel belted radial tires, rear window defroster, tinted glass, and full wheel covers, all at no extra charge. Great performance, great value. Today's California Pinto, the complete small car.
Oh, now listen, until July 4th, special incentives from Ford to its dealers make possible lower selling prices on small cars. Well, now listen. You hated and distrusted this guy on sight, and you wish now you'd obeyed your instincts, your hunches, because you allowed him to give you the big eye and the sweet talk, and you regret it bitterly. I'm watching you this hot afternoon, sitting out there on your slip, back combing your tangled tresses and yearning for Robert Redford, for Robert Redford to drift in and give you a quick course in remedial raunchiness, especially if your first name is...
Maria.
Maria?
Yeah. Before I answer your question, let me tell you something first, okay?
Sure, Maria.
I think you're very witty.
Oh, you're just teasing me.
You know, one time I was driving the car and I was laughing to myself and people thought I was crazy.
Yeah?
But you had such a wonderful vocabulary and everybody was raving about you.
Hmm.
The only damper in your program is those psychologists and psychiatrists that take the time off from hearing your gags and your cracks and your jokes.
Yeah?
It's really entertaining.
Why?
I hope you don't have any more guests.
Why, Maria, you mean you'd rather have me alone on my show?
Well, we like to hear your jokes. We like to hear your vocabulary.
Oh.
It's really fantastic, really. Sometimes at night, I was laughing to myself, and my husband thought I was crazy or something.
Well, you know, I use this...
on television?
Have I ever been on... I'm going to be on this coming Friday on Channel 11 with Alicia Sandoval, Maria.
What time is it going to be?
That'll be 11:30 on Channel 11 this coming Friday morning.
Oh, morning?
Yeah.
Friday morning. Oh, I'm going to watch for that.
Well, I'll be looking at you, Maria. Are you?
I'm not the only one, but they don't have the patience to wait on the telephone line.
Oh.
But you are so wonderful. Your English and your jokes are fantastic.
Well, I just, I use the same words everyone else does. It's just that I talk to a different drummer.
Where do you get your material?
I don't know. It just comes off the top of my graying head, Maria.
Sometimes I'm alone in my room and I'm sawing to myself. Oh. And I laugh and I laugh.
Well, how sweet of you. I don't have any notes at all. All I have is a bunch of commercials in front of me.
Well, I better go because I really don't have any answer to your question. I just want to tell you you're so wonderful.
You think I could have a kiss, my dear?
No.
Yeah, anyone as sweet as you are deserves a great big, moist, quagmire, swampy kiss. Are you ready? Here it comes now.
Okay.
Thank you, my darling. And
okay.
Call again. That was Maria. Gee, that was sweet of her to say that. If I move along hastily, I'll be able to bring on my final caller of the day. Maybe you were victimized by one of those suede shoe con men, especially if your first name is?
Jan.
Hello, Jan. Have you ever been conned out of your life savings?
I don't have any savings.
But you've got a young life. You sound very young.
I do.
How old are you, 30?
No.
22.
That's about right, 21.
Tell me who you regret ever having met.
Well, the only person I could think of was my landlady.
Yeah, that rotten hag. Did you catch her going through your bureau drawer?
Yes.
Really?
I came home from work the other day, and she has these people come into my room and varnish all of my my closets and things. And I came home, my room looked like a hurricane hit it. And I have nothing to do with it. There's nothing I can say to her.
You know, I got back early from Las Vegas Sunday, And you won't believe this, but it really happened. I live in this crummy apartment house near Hollywood Bowl. And there was a tour going through. You know, people were thinking about renting apartments in this crummy building.
Uh-huh.
And they had half a dozen people in my apartment. And I walked in behind them, and the landlord was saying, this is where Bill Balance lives.
Oh,
people
no.
People were opening my desk drawers.
Really?
And bouncing on my bed. Yeah, I got
Isn't
pretty...
Isn't that aggravating?
Yeah, I got pretty hacked about it.
Yeah.
But then I took up a collection, and it was, you know, well worth it.
Yeah, you should have charged at the door.
Yeah, well, next time I'm going to do that. I guess he does that every time I go out of town.
Yeah, make some money on the side, right?
People were reading my books and everything like that.
Wow.
And thank you for calling, sweetheart.
Wait a minute, I want a kiss.
Oh, I love you.
I love you, too.
Bye, darling.
Bye-bye.
Hey, take advantage of a fabulous June vacation package now in Las Vegas at the beautiful new Aladdin Hotel for just $14 a person per night, double occupancy. You get your room plus a glorious evening at the Baghdad Theater with the Checkmates. And see the Kim Sisters or the novelties in the Casino Lounge for reservations. You call the Aladdin office in Los Angeles, 278-2292. Remember, it's for June only. Hey, tomorrow afternoon, the brilliant gynecologist obstetrician Dr. Walter Fox joins me. Our topic, what's been your experience as a twin?
Well, hi, this is Vin Scully. KABC is your Dodger station, so tune in right here at Talk Radio 79, KABC, Los Angeles.
I'm Chuck Ashman, and this is LA Today, where police and fire department officials are continuing a study as to what can be done to more quickly serve emergency areas, brought about, of course, by the tragedies of Van Nuys and Culver City. Mayor Bradley's in the act, members of the state legislature in the act, and the federal government concerned about certain federal property located not that far from where the Van Nuys incident took place. Also in Los Angeles today, the awareness in an urban community that it is still part of a state that is the number one agricultural state in the United States. And while it's number one in agriculture, L.A. County has got a terrible crime rate. Sheriff Peter Pitches told us this morning that murder's up 58%. And if he doesn't get an increase in the amount of money provided for personnel for his department, it could go even higher. It's been 3 years, the sheriff points out, since L.A. County gave additional money for sheriff's deputies that are desperately needed to keep the crime rate down. Also in Los Angeles today, special ceremonies at Disneyland. Mickey and Donald and Dopey and everybody else counting their million visitor. Chuck Ashman, L.A. Today.
Thank you, Chuck. Stand by for Hank Koniski.